I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hughes is back solving problems. Mondays on 10.
Hello, my name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of my problems is I'm an impulse purchaser. But a little while ago, I didn't just impulse purchase chocolates at the servo. I impulse purchased a house on a TV show, and my wife is still not happy. She said, "You didn't ask me." I said, "I sent you a text, you didn't reply." And I thought that was a yes. All right, the house costs a little bit of money, I won't deny that, but and everyone knows that I bought it. Now people are coming up to me going, "We know where you live." And it's hard for me not to give money to beggars now. Guy the other day said, "Got some money for me, Yeezy?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Oh, bull, you just bought a $3 million house." I said, "That's why I don't have any money for you. Seriously, I've got to repay that thing. I mean, your footpath's free, give me some money." And if anyone wants to rent out a very expensive house, you're welcome to it. I got a real estate agent the other day said, "Oh, someone wants to move in, but they've got a dog." I said, "I don't care if they've got a meth lab, let them in." Guys, we'll solve my problems, but Australia's got problems. Let's get the show started. Problem, the show where we take real problems and we find real solutions. But I cannot do it on my own. Today I've got four of Australia's best solution finders and we need a big hand for them. Can we give it up for Dave O'Neill? Susie Eustace! Tommy Letter! And Denise Scott! First, I'd like to say, guys, thanks for dressing up today. Dave and Tommy, yeah?
I'll be honest, I thought there was going to be a desk. I'm showing a bit of moose knuckle here to the front row, and I'm sorry for that.
Sort of ease back on the man spreading.
Yeah, I'm man spreading.
You're giving it a lot.
I can't help it. Got it flaunted, guys.
No, anyway. I would say, if we can shut the gate, I would shut the gate.
Okay, shut the gate. Cross my way. Not a Sharon Stoney one. Here we go.
Guys. These are real problems, so we need real solutions. Okay, so we're going to get into it right now. All right, the first problem comes from Tegan from Wyong in New South Wales. She writes, "I've recently turned 18. Mum is single and is a bit lonely. She started inviting herself out with me and my friends when we go clubbing. She parties hard and I'm really embarrassed. Can I tell her to act her age without offending her?"
I think two words, designated driver. Make her drive.
Well, I don't think Mum's driving, mate.
She's getting loose. Yeah. I did have the first time where I went to a concert recently where I felt old, and it's never happened before.
For three people on this panel, it'd have to be a Wiggles concert, right?
Well, here's, I don't know, I went and saw Drake, the rapper.
What sort of music does he do?
I love Drake. Fantastic. Love it. I really groove to Drake. I don't know, I have a clue.
No, he's a Canadian rapper who...
Yeah. I've got all his records. He's great.
What was the average age at the Drake concert?
Well, it was over 18, but for the first time I looked at girls and I didn't think, "Oh, that's hot." I looked at one girl and I thought, "You'll be cold later."
Hang on, what do you mean? Like, literally...
She was wearing nothing. And my second thought to back it up was, where does she keep her wallet?
Denise, have you ever gone out with your... I know you've got adult children, and well done for that. Have you ever partied with them?
Well, I must admit, you know, Woodford Folk Festival.
I've heard of it.
Just like Drake.
Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah. But so Woodford Folk Festival, so my son, he's, what, 33? He's folky singer, and he was performing there, and he was in LA. He rang to tell me, oh, Mum, I'm going to be performing at Woodford Folk Festival. And you can imagine his excitement when I said, guess what? Mummy's performing there too. Mummy's in the tent next to you and your girlfriend camping at the festival. So that
and
was
a was their tent rocking and did you come knocking? Or?
At least canvas is pretty soundproof.
No, Dave, it was the opposite.
Ooh. Your tent was rocking.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Did it really was at the folk festival. I was off my tree. And really, why are you all looking so surprised?
So we need to get a solution here, guys. I say, Tegan, don't worry about it. Go out with Mum and let Mum enjoy herself, yeah?
No, I say, tell your mother, don't come out with me and really destroy her, actually. You've got to be really frank. Your mum can't do that.
I say word up the bouncer. You, sorry, love.
So pay the bouncer. Pay the bouncer to reject your own mother. What a beautiful show we've got going on here. This is a video problem. Take a look.
Hi, my name's John. I'm a married man. A lot of my friends have been getting divorced lately and it seems like they can't stop banging on about just how much action they're getting these days. So I guess the question I have here for you today, Husey, is, and mate, well, I'd really love your help, do I have to sit here and listen to all these stories while they gloat, or can I just tell them to shut up?
I'm feeling a little bit of relevance here.
Oh, man, I've never felt those feelings, Dave. No, I have, because I'm a married man and I've got friends that are divorced.
Yes.
And it's happening.
And do they really sit around and tell you how much action they're getting?
Oh, man, there's a guy...
Really?
There's a guy when I do watch my kids do, like, little athletics or swimming, and it's really boring. He just sits down, he's divorced, and he goes, you want to hear some Tinder stories? I'm like... Yeah, well, we've got an hour and a half to kill, so...
He is not getting any action.
No, he is. I've seen the photos. he's very good-looking, this guy. He goes to the gym every day, like myself. And I'm just using the vending machine there. But
I think people that are in relationships, though, now that there is things like Tinder and stuff, they romanticise about single life. Like, they go, oh, if I was on the apps, I would be killing it. No, you wouldn't.
No.
No, you wouldn't. I can tell you what single life is like. You go out, you stand in a corner of a pub, you look out across the room and you think to yourself, imagine what it'd be like if I talked to these people. And then you don't. You drink a lot, you go home by
yourself.
What
I'm hearing? I'm hearing a man advertising his wares to Australia. Yeah. Oh, I'm Tommy Little, I'm single, I'm so sorry.
Talk to me, girls.
Yes, this is right. Tommy, no one believes you, mate, so you need to shut up.
No one believes your sad clown act, mate.
But look at his pearly white teeth. Look at my teeth. These are the teeth of a married man, Susie, what about your friends?
No, we don't talk about how much action we get.
Specifics?
No, we don't brag about how much action we're getting. We just wait till something weird happens and then we can't wait to tell everyone.
Oh. So when someone's got something that goes the wrong way or something.
Totally.
What's an example of that?
So if you found a guy who had three testicles, that'd be all over you.
Definitely. I do know a guy with one testicle. It's one or three, I can never remember.
And have you given him a really sensitive nickname, like Uniball?
Of course we never bring it up, but every time I talk to him, I can't hear what he's saying because I'm like, is it one or three? So I'm just thinking that.
Enjoy the stories, John. Enjoy the stories. This next problem comes from one of our guests. Yes, it's about time. Tommy, you've got a problem.
I am single and I haven't committed to dating apps. I've just kind of dabbled my toe in the water and I'm unsure whether I should actually take the plunge or not.
Yeah, should Tommy commit to... Should he commit to dating apps?
So how do you commit to dating apps?
Do you
only go on Tinder? You don't do Happn anymore?
Or Bumble?
No, Tommy told me... I'm going to take over here. Tommy told me that he's only been on two dates from dating apps. Is that true?
That is true.
What about hookups? How many hookups have you had from dating apps?
No, I thought you were going to say, how many hookers?
I think that
can be an issue, by the way. But,
and that's a different app and it's way more expensive. That's the issue. I'm broke.
No. So you do not... So you've got... What are you on?
I'm on one called Happn. And it's location-based. They're all location-based. Yeah. We've gone from the idea of searching the world for your soulmate to if they're not in my postcode, I can't be bothered.
So they're basically like...
next year there's going to be an app called Root in My Building. People are like, I'm horny but I'm lazy. I can't go outside.
Are you trying to patent that right now?
I have. I do own the rights to Root in My Building.
I'm
the only one on it, so I'm...
Hey.
I'm getting a bit of RSI and if someone else could...
Come on.
Swiping, get your mind out of the gutter. Me again.
Can I have your phone right now?
Yeah, of course you can. And this is probably why I'm single. My code is 696969. That gives you an insight to...
What do you mean your code?
To get in your phone.
Denise, this is a mobile phone. It's exactly like a landline, but I can go anywhere.
A joke.
Well, you did it very well.
Yeah.
Look, I need your phone, Tom.
So here's the thing. So Hughesy, I've been on that for about 2 years.
My God. So I can... Can I...
You can do whatever you want, mate.
Hang on. I've had a swipe.
I can say her name. Bianca.
That's me. Stop me.
Bianca has not replied, mate. You might be losing your edge.
But the...
I've got one here who said hello to you and you never said hello back. What's wrong with you, man? Hey, Tommy, how are you on the 5th of the 11th? It's 11:33 p.m.
Oh, that means, that's a booty call, man.
What do I say? Sorry, I was stuck in a well?
That's right. Are you still up? DTF?
Are you still up?
Don't say DTF.
So should he stay on the dating apps or not? That's the question.
Clearly, it's a waste of time. No one's responding.
No, I think it's terrifying. I can't do it.
Have you done it, Susie?
I have been on Bumble and Tinder and I deleted both apps within a week. I couldn't handle it. Someone asked me a question, I freaked out.
What was the question?
What was the weird question, like, how are you?
It was like, what are you doing on the weekend?
All right, look, I'll tell you what's going to happen. By the end of the show, we're going to see if anyone's replied to this, all right?
Why are you doing this to me?
A bit of fun, mate. You know, some of us aren't on this and we just want to have some fun with our lives,
and
right?
You're lonely. You just told us. You're sad and lonely.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get anyone and then you're just going to tell everybody on TV that I got nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And then they're all going to feel sorry for you and then you're going to get...
And then when this airs, Tommy, your phone's going to blow up, mate. So stick down.
If you are watching, I'm not above a pity brute.
When we come back, our audience member has a problem involving their grandparents. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Stick around.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Looking for your next favourite podcast? Why don't you head over to Short Black with me, Sandra Sully. I talk to all kinds of amazing women who are making a difference. Good women, great chat.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem where we solve problems for free. And guys, celebrities have problems too, don't they? We know that.
Yes.
And we're here to help everyone. And we're going to welcome to the stage right now a wonderful actor. Her name is Michaela Badass. Come on! Hey, Michaela.
Hi.
Thanks for getting involved with the show. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Mm.
I've got a problem.
You do have a problem. What is your problem?
I'm usually really decisive, right? Like, really decisive.
Absolutely.
But I am so on the fence about one thing in my life.
What are you on the fence about, Michaela?
Do I or do I not have children?
Oh, my God. That's a big question.
I don't know what to do.
It's a big one.
I really don't know what to do.
Yeah, right. So,
well, you've come to the right place.
No, sharing is caring, Denise. And, you know, we might solve the... We're going to try to help here.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so you are in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship.
A committed relationship.
A very committed relationship.
So this guy would be a good father?
Absolutely.
How long have you been... What's his name?
Toby.
How long have you been with Toby?
Just over 2 years.
All right, so Toby's the one.
Yeah.
Toby's your life partner.
He's my life partner, David.
And I think Toby knows that.
Yeah, he's very aware. He's aware.
Yeah.
Well, he'll know it when he sees the show.
Right. No, is Toby here today?
No, he's not.
He's not, right. No. So he's not completely committed then, is he?
My next last birthday, I'm 40.
Right.
So it's kind of, and I know everyone's like, you can have babies well into your 40s, but I don't, you know, it's baloney. It's kind of like...
You can't. I would go right now and get cracking. Please. I wouldn't waste another second. No,
but Toby's not here.
That's a small
problem.
It does
change your life completely. I've got three kids and it's like a shock.
The thing is, all my friends are going, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do, but it sounds like it's a frickin' nightmare.
Michaela, do you babysit? Because I've got nieces, and I'm actually quite clucky, but when I babysit my nieces, I realise after a while with them, I love them, I absolutely love them, but I realise after a while with them, if my sister's late, I start to break out in a sweat. I'm like, and I panic, and I'm like, something's happened to her and this is forever.
I recently stayed at my best friend's house. She has a three-year-old and an almost one-year-old. Oh. And I went for a sleepover. And the three-year-old was so excited that I was there, she wouldn't go to bed. And then when she did, she just kept waking up because she was excited I was there.
Oh,
and
you went to an over.
The baby woke up every half an hour for the whole night.
Yeah.
And I was rotten the next day. And that was one night that I did that.
Did you chuck him a bit of Finnergan?
I know Toby, and you're both very attractive, and you should have kids.
That's a good reason. Yeah, well, they'll be cute.
Good-looking kids, but then you might get unlucky.
I know. Too ugly. Chupetis don't make an ugly.
Now, Denise, you've got children. Do you ever regret the fact you had them?
Never. Like, I've always said, you know, having a baby, it really opens you up. And... But it does, and to all sorts of new experiences.
Yeah.
And I have to say, seriously, my kids, because I would never have stuck with comedy or anything like that, because you go to a gig and you feel shit ass when people say you're not funny. And then you go home and you've got these kids who love you. Well, sometimes.
So they're not critics.
No, they just, look, I just... say, go for it. Start knitting or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds lovely, but I'm scared I'm going to get a little psycho or something.
But you probably will.
You will get psycho. You'll get so psycho. After I had my kids, I did things like, I remember I just threw a whole roast chook at John, my partner, just because it was a little underdone. You know, you go psycho, you throw
chooks. But I think Michaela's worry is that she'll get a psycho child, not that she'll become.
And I'm worried the kid will be,
And that'll happen too.
I worry that I'm going to regret it.
Regret
as well.
Having kids.
Both, either way. That's why I'm in this dilemma, because I'm worried I'm going to regret not having them, and then I'm going to worry that... I worry that I'm going to regret having them. No one ever admits that they regret it when they've had them.
Sorry, some people do say that they regret having them.
Who? No,
yeah,
one's ever
some
said
people
that to
do.
Me.
Like sometimes to their kids they say it.
Yeah, and also when you get old, you need someone to look after you.
Well,
so yeah,
true.
So
that's
have a child rather than superannuation. So I think are we in agreement here that she should have a crack?
Go for it.
Have kids? Oh, we're not going to chant it, but that's coercive.
Toby's not here, so
no, he's not here.
And if you do have a child, and it's a boy, can you call it Hugh? And the second name could just be C.
It'll be on the list. I'll put on the list.
What else is on your list?
Oh, no, I'm like, no, I'm not going there.
Do you have names?
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, I've got names. And then I go, I don't know if I want to do it.
You guys would have such actor wanker names. Morpheus. If it's a boy or a girl, we don't care.
You've got the names organised. She's got to have a kid. Have a crack. Come on, Michaela. You can have a go. Have a go.
I can't wait to meet little baby dream catcher.
Everyone, Michaela Batters. Been doing their bit to solve your problems, and now it's time to solve their problems. We're going to start, I believe, with Dave O'Neill. You have a problem.
I have many problems, David, as you know. You know me well.
Well, give us what's today's
problem. This is a secret eating. I'm a secret eater. I know. Believe it or not.
Dave, can I say it doesn't look like a secret?
What do you think? What's a secret either.
All fat people do it. You eat in secret. So when my kids were really little, I used to just eat behind the cupboard door. So they'd be in the playroom on the thing, and my partner wouldn't be there, and then one of them would dob on me. Dad's eating twisties behind the door. And then I had to put all my lollies up in a cupboard they couldn't reach,
yep.
Like a treats cupboard. And then I'd come home from a gig, I'm a comedian, and they'd all be
We know dead. You're a comedian.
I'm actually a surgeon. I'd be operating all night. I get home at one, and then I'd have a little party by myself in the lounge room. And then I'd forget about it, and I'd go to bed, and my kids came running one day, Dad, someone's had a party in the lounge room. And I actually said, yeah, I think they were burglars.
I've got some photos of your food, I believe. Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's the cupboard.
That's the cupboard.
See, it's high up, but now my teenagers can actually reach that.
Hang on. Am I seeing a Diet Coke up there?
Yeah, I love
it. That's really fitting in with the rest of the product, isn't it?
I love Diet Coke.
You put Diet Coke in the cupboard. Well, it's secret.
If you put it in the fridge, it's not exactly secret.
Exactly, and I've got ones in the fridge. That's a spare up there.
But also, standing behind a cupboard doesn't feel like a really good secret spot.
Oh, I've had an experience with you, Dave. You know this story.
Oh, no, what?
When we were doing radio together.
Yeah.
And you had to go and watch... films, you know, preview,
films together,
like films. But except we didn't go together. Maybe you were on a different station by then. Maybe I'd been sacked, one of us. Anyway. But so there were only a few of us.
Why would they sack you when you're so good at remembering stories?
So we're in this little screening room watching a movie, and we're watching Wolf Creek.
Yeah, it's scary.
Terribly scary.
Shocking.
And at a particularly violent bit, I'm... And I could smell, you know, Boston bun, you know? And I could smell it. It was a real memory from China. I look around and there's Dave a few seats along. watching this girl getting tortured, eating this huge, creamy Boston bun.
Now, Dave, what we're going to say is, mate, no more secret eating. Just eat in the open,
yeah,
no problems.
Eat in the open.
Be proud of your eating, yeah? Be proud of your eating, buddy.
Go to
food court. Be proud of it. Just get the bloody pack up here, mate.
Twisty? Yeah,
have them on. Yeah, we've got to get on with the show. No more
twisties, all right? Stop. It's all right.
There's an ad break coming up.
Okay.
But if twisties want to sponsor, they're available then. But let's move on. Denise, you've got a problem. What is your problem?
Oh, well, so John, my partner, he was a clown. He still works with kids, does circus stuff.
Yes.
And he's taken over our daughter's moved out of home a long time ago. Her whole room, he stores, he calls it stuff, I call it shit. It's just like...
He's clown, he stores
it's
his...
It's clown stuff, it's wigs, it's costumes, it's pairs of stilts, it's juggling balls, it's piles of it. The room is full of it. And every
it's
now and again, I get
50 Shades of Clown,
and just as sexy. And so every now and again, I get that. It drives me insane, and I run out. We're on a busy street. Run out to the nature strip with some stuff.
Yeah, some
and
stuff.
It gets taken like that. And then when he asks, like weeks later, "Have you seen a box of wigs?" I'll go, "No." And because it's the only way I know how to keep some space.
So is it okay? Is the question, is it okay for
you? Is it okay to do that with your partner's stuff?
I just love the idea of him going, "Have you seen wigs?" And you going, "No." And through the window, there's just kids in the neighbourhood
riding on bikes.
Yeah, on stilts. Just
what a
unicycle.
What attracted you to a clown in the first place? Like,
what do you mean? What attracted me to a clown?
Did he have a white van or something that he just? Are you being kept against your will? Is what I want to know by the clown.
No, he was totally hot.
And he had great shoes like these ones. You have shoes like that.
I love how a bunch of comedians are looking down at a clown.
Yeah.
Like, it's so different. There's a bunch of clowns sitting around somewhere going, "God, aren't mimes losers?"
But I was a clown too. We met in
clown... Were clowns together?
We met in a clown troupe, the Albury Wodonga Clown Ensemble. And we say it was love at first, honk, honk.
So the question is, it's this stuff basically, and should it end up in the bin? That's the question, isn't it? Yes.
I've seen John promoting your comedy show on stilts, handing out flyers. So you're throwing out the means to promote your
so
own.
So what we're saying is, should we put your husband's career in the bin? His life's work. Is that what we're saying here?
I'm going to answer my own problem. Keep it.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the bin.
Don't put it in the bin, Dave.
You're going to take it back home with you?
No, I'm going to move out.
Well, it's time for my problem of the week. I talked about it in the opening. Yes, I was on TV a little while ago. Well, I wasn't on TV. I was in the background of a TV show. And there was an auction for a house, a number of houses. And
gee, what would you be talking about?
I'm talking about a show called The Block, Denise. And I happened to buy a house on that show. And my wife wasn't so happy with the purchase. And, yes, yeah, so I'm going to show you an actual... this is the actual text message conversation that happened. She wasn't there. This is true. This is the actual text message. Auction of Josh and Elise is about to start. What do you reckon? We may be about to buy a house. Seriously. Wanting her to bloody respond.
I'll do the part of your wife. I'm stuck in Spooktober traffic, you idiot. Trying to drop off... I'm adding stuff. Fay tables and running horrendously late to get Raff and Benny.
We are buying... about to knock it down. All right, so it was a one-sided conversation. I won't deny that. Let's go to the next page of price from her. 3.67. And her final response was the upside-down face, which I'd never seen on.
No, I think it literally got invented for this exact scenario.
So I had to ask her, what is that? That's not a happy face, is it?
No, that's sad.
The thing I love about this problem is it's just so relatable for all of us.
Yeah. Look, the fact is, it is an actual problem in my family, and it's the second time I've done it, by the way.
The second time you've bought a property without... Holly knowing.
Yeah, at least she knew I was at this auction. The first time she didn't even know I was at an auction. It was a Saturday morning.
You know the problem when you tell people this problem?
Mm-hmm.
They look at you and they say, I don't give a shit, man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm trying to help other people. I want some help. So
how many other people do you think are out there buying a house without their...
Oh, it happens. No, my mother-in-law did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it.
Yeah,
my mother-in-law did it.
And she's not Kerry Packer.
No, she's Betty from Geelong.
So what
is the actual problem?
The actual problem is, should my wife be angry?
Yes.
To be honest, she said, all right, you've bought the house, just keep it quiet. And then I put this photo on Instagram.
Did you try and tell her
next morning, the front of the News Corp papers around the country was this. $3 million blockhead.
See, that's not a compliment.
Isn't that not a compliment?
No, they're having a go. I don't think blockhead's a term you use.
No, blockhead. People who love the show are blockheads, and no one loves the show more than someone who paid $3 million to be involved.
And it rated.
It rated really well. God.
But to be fair to the newspaper, you sent them that photo.
No, I didn't, but I did say it's OK if they use it. I think it's OK to be... I mean, it happened.
No, I think it's disgusting, Dave.
What's disgusting?
I think doing stuff without your partner's... you know, without doing it with Holly...
But she did say we don't need another house.
She said she was stuck in traffic.
Well, she didn't say don't buy it. I mean, she's got to be clear. If she had have said do not buy that house, we wouldn't have bought it. So unless she's going to be decisive, we're going to have two houses.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even go down the street and buy bananas without my wife's permission. Like,
now, hold on, you wouldn't go down the street and buy bananas.
Yeah, exactly. Twisties.
So, look... Now, people do say, I know where you live, a lot.
And you may have paid too much because it was on the tally.
I did pay too much. I think I've got... I mean, I know that's a lot of money.
I'm interested to know how Holly reacted when you said, by the way...
I rang her as I was driving home and she's not one word of thanks. It's just annoyance, you know? And we were sneaking around to get to the house afterwards before settlement, you know, having a swim in the pool. And, you know, not, honey, look at this pool. She said, it's small.
It's not very big, the pool.
Whatever, mate, have you got a pool?
No, it's not.
what? You know what we need, guys? We need, I need official acknowledgement that I've done the right thing. And there's one person I turn to when I've got real estate questions, and that is the renovation expert of Australia. Also, you can see her on The Living Room on Channel 10. We welcome Cherie Barber. Give it up, everyone. Now, Cherie, we haven't given you a seat, but it's going to be quick. But so yes. you followed, even though you're involved with other networks, you followed The Block.
I did. Very interesting. Mm. So, look, I've got my verdict, and I think if we cover it from a suburb perspective, you've bought in Elston Wick, so it's very conservative. It's not hipsterville, so you'll fit right in.
Well, actually, see, my wife said we don't need two houses, and I said I think we might because with your attitude, I think we're going to get divorced.
Knowing
the money that's going around, she'll get a fair whack of that.
Yeah.
I always said to my wife, I said, when you leave, you can take half, and she always says, I'll take it all.
What a nice wife.
Yeah, but we have fun.
Did Husey pay too much?
Mm. Well, this is the thing. The house that you bought, Husey, it is on such a small block of land. If you fart, your neighbour's going to hear it. That's reality.
In 10 years' time, am I going to be happy or sad? Come on, Cherie, let's go long-term and help me out here. And we really want to bring you back on the show sometime. So, come on, all right, the count of three, we're going to go to the break on this. Happy or sad in 10 years' time? When we come back, we've got yes or no problems. But right now, Cherie is going to give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, and I want the crowd to go bloody nuts either way. In 10 years' time, will I be happy with the purchase? On the count of three, one, two, three.
You paid $250,000 too much.
Cherie Barber's last time on the show. We'll be back soon.
Hello, my name's James Matheson. Once you finish listening to this podcast, why don't you head over to Australian Survivor Talking Tribal? Each week, Luke Tokey and I break down every immunity, alliance and blindside the world's greatest game has to offer. So grab your torches and I'll see you over at Australian Survivor Talking Tribal.
Welcome back to the show. It's been extraordinary so far. At the end of this segment, we're going to check in with Tommy's phone to find out how his dating app has gone since the start of the show. But right now, it's yes or no problems. We need quick answers, guys, all right, because we've got a lot of problems to get through. Here we go. Ali has an email. I'm a barista and I have an obese customer who always asks for 5 sugars in his coffee. Should I tell him to cut back, yes or no?
No!
That's
no, let him die yes. in peace and... choice.
I have 4 sugars in my coffee.
Look at him. Stop judging people, Ali, you wanker. All right. Gary writes, I went to the circus, but it was boring. Is it wrong to say bring back the tigers and the elephants? Yes or no?
Yeah, bring him back. Bring him back. Back.
No, they should chain this guy up and make him dance.
Oh. All right, we're going to go.
Too much.
No, we're going to go with Susie. All right.
And it's just too sensitive for me.
Yes,
for
absolutely. I get it. Absolutely. Stu has emailed, my local gourmet wood-fired pizza shop refuses to put pineapple on their pizza. They say they don't have any. Should I bring a tin of pineapple and see what happens?
If he's checked, there's quite a few pizza places that deliver.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Just go to a different joint, mate.
Yeah, and keep your pizza tin at home. Yeah. Good stuff. Uber Eats it. So, yes.
Yeah.
Just make up your own mind. Sarah's emailed, my husband uses my toothbrush when he has left his in the shower. Is this okay, yes or no?
I got to make a phone call.
I reckon it's fine. That's fine.
Why not? You swap bodily fluids, don't you?
Yeah, no bad.
You put your mouth on every other inch of your partner.
Can we just say that Tommy's not married, obviously? You see,
that stopped after a while.
Yeah, right. So, all right, I don't know what to say there. So, yes, Charlie writes, my new boyfriend keeps taking me out for expensive dinners and says he's loaded, but I notice he's selling a lot of his possessions on Gumtree. Should I say no to the dinners to save his money?
Nah, bleed him dry. Yeah.
Date him until he's out of
bleed
stuff and then break
dry.
Up with him.
Absolutely. Bill has emailed, my wife keeps getting speeding fines and making me take the demerit points and she has none left. Should I just say no? It's your problem, yes or no?
Well, it sounds like in the state of the relationship,
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah. Take the points.
Take the points. Take sharing the points. Is caring. Sharing is caring. Take the points. Yeah.
Until no one can drive.
Absolutely.
I like to imagine that she's got full points. It's not even a worry for her, but she's like, nah, this idiot's just taking them.
Harry says, my flatmate got one of those city bikes that you ride around for free. No, you don't, do you? You got to pay for them.
Small charges.
Well, anyway, he kept it and now uses it as his regular bike. Should I dob him in, yes or no?
No!
No.
But throw it in the creek.
If he wants a unicycle, there's one out the front of Denise's.
Guys, that's enough for the problems. Just we're going to check in on Tommy's phone earlier in the show. We checked on his dating app, which has happened.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good.
We put a number of texts out there. Someone
we didn't, you did.
Someone who'd said, hey, Tommy, how are you at 11:33 p.m. on the 5th of the 11th, 17, quite a while ago. Today, just before, we said, are you still up? And guess what, Tommy? Still up!
Help. Please. Please help.
What is it?
You wouldn't be able to help me anyway.
Oh, of course I can help. I'd do anything to help you.
It's just my favourite Ten Speaks podcast isn't releasing another episode for 3 more days.
For God's sakes, man. Just go and listen to some of their other amazing content.
Go to the Ten Speaks page on TenPlay to see all that amazing content that guy was talking about.
Ten Speaks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.